This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get together with Michael Harrison, the chief major domo, if you will, at Talkers Magazine to go over the charts for this week, October 9th to the 13th in question. Things going on the News Talk radio front, News Talk television as well. The world of conversation about what's going on in the world, and it certainly is a world of trouble, turmoil. I don't want to get too philosophical here, but some of the best talk radio, Michael, is philosophical. It's pondering. It's thinking out loud our deepest thoughts. Sometimes not just about the facts. It's about what people are experiencing. And I will tell you, I've been deeply affected by it. You know how I feel about Israel, how our trip came to my mind this week. We, Michael and I, went to Israel 10 years? How long ago was it when we went?
It was approximately 16 years ago.
Was it? No.
Yeah, that trip. I've done four trips. I have arranged countless trips for talk show hosts to go to Israel. As a matter of fact, I've been hearing from people thanking me for the trip I arranged for them to go to Israel that I didn't remember sending them to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I was working with the government at that time, bringing talk radio hosts to the Middle East.
Yeah.
And I mean, not even Israel. We also sent people to Saudi Arabia. We sent people to Russia. You remember those days of those trips that talkers did? But
yeah.
I personally went on four. One of them I went with you.
Yeah.
And the trip that you and I took to Israel was a very, we called it a fact-finding mission.
Yeah.
We met with leaders of not only Israel, but Palestine. And it was very, very informative. And I'll tell you one thing, and I'm sure you're thinking about this as it relates to not just Middle East news, but all news. When you've been to a place, as opposed to just reading about it or seeing video, when you've actually been to a place and have set foot on the ground, it gives you a whole different insight to the news when it's covered as news. Would you agree that your trips to Israel, I think you've done more than one.
I've gone five times.
Yeah,
I've gone to Israel five times. Right. And the first one I took was with other talk hosts that you had arranged. I remember the picture on the cover of Talkers Magazine of me.
Correct.
And the other, there were like a couple dozen, I think, if I remember correctly, who experienced it firsthand. And then I went by myself, and then you invited me to go with you. And then I've been by my, you know, because my friend Uri Geller lives there now, and he invites me over to have his birthday with him every year. And I just love the country. I love the people. I love the experience. I love the feeling, the energy. It's just something unique. And people say to me, but you're not Jewish. And I think, I look at them and I say, so what? I'm not French and I like to go to France. I'm not English, but I go to England. That's a silly.
Right. Plus the Middle East is a gathering place for a number of religions.
Well, that's the start. It's where the old city of Jerusalem is where the three major religions all got started.
Right, right, which is part of the stress that exists there. I remember one day you went to Bethlehem on your own, with of course our guide, but you went, and that was considered to be a little dangerous, I recall.
Yeah, I remember driving into the place, the church that had been built around. You know, there was this week that Rubens picture they did of the Nativity sold for $16 or $18 million, and I was looking at it and I was thinking to myself, okay, what did I see when I went down into this little catacomb in this little church? Across the street from it was a mall that had been built, and the buildings were all riddled with bullet holes because there had been a fight there that week. And that's why it was, you know, it seemed dangerous, but I wanted to go because the experience would be a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're an explorer. You're a wanderer.
Yeah.
You've been all over the world. Sometimes I'm amazed at the level of travel that you not only have done, but that you continue to do.
Yeah, I think it's what makes you a mature adult, frankly, in many ways. If you see what you said was so perfect as we started here, if you've been there, if you can put yourself there, and that's what I was doing this week, telling the stories about, you know, when you and I actually stood, we came out of that cave on the West Bank. You could throw a stone across on the East Bank, to the West Bank, to the Mount of Olives, to where all of this is happening. And it had just been months before, there used to be a fence that went through Jerusalem that separated the west side from the east side, that kept the Palestinians on one side and the Israelis on the other side. They took it down and put a trolley there. You know, remember the track that was on where the fence used to be? And it just is so sobering to see this stuff going on now. Not only the experience, but what the hell these people are doing. That's more sobering than anything else. And probably we ought to talk about it a little bit. Let me just set the stage for what we're doing, what we usually do here on the countdown. But I think much of our time will be spent on talking about items number 1, 2, maybe 3 to an extent. I will tell you that... Why don't you, let's go through the story list of the people listening and come back.
Okay, just keeping in mind what Doug said, that most of the conversation on talk radio this past week has been about the Israeli-Hamas war. So there are 10 topics, and some tied, actually a couple more than 10, on our list, but most of it has been about the war. At number 10, the new charges against George Santos tied with the UAW strike. At number 9, the California forced treatment law. They're talking about that a lot out there.
Yeah.
U.S. migrant crisis at number 8, South Carolina redistricting case at 7. At number 6, Kerry Lake Senate bid. At number 5, 2024 presidential race. Number 4, Trump's legal battles. At number 3, the House Speaker nomination. That's getting some conversation. Number 2, the freezing of Iran assets. And number 1, as mentioned, the Israel-Hamas war. The people on the survey at number 10, George Santos, Gavin Newsom at 9, Kerry Lake at 8, RFK Jr. at 7, number 6, the Republican candidates, a whole array of them. Trump is at 5, Kevin McCarthy still being talked about at 4, number 3, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan are tied at 3, Benjamin Netanyahu is at 2, and Joe Biden is at 1. It's a very different week than it was last week and the week before.
Yeah. It sure is, and so when we, because you and I have had these experiences firsthand, I can put myself in that place. You can put yourself in that place, and so, but it feels different because it is such a different place. The energy there is, I was thinking, kind of schizophrenic. I was talking to you know who Spencer Brown is. One of our colleagues, and he was in Israel when this was going on. So I talked to him on the accompanying hour that we have, the talk radio countdown show, and then we have another hour that goes along with it with some talk hosts that we call the talk radio review. And I had Spencer on talking about his experience last week. He went over and landed as the war began, stayed in one of the hotels where we had stayed, didn't ever get out of the hotel, spent all of his time trying to figure out how to get out, but still he tells the story about being in the hotel and seeing the missiles flying up over and feeling like they're all, you know, you're there, and the dome knocking the missiles out of the sky. And, you know, the things that that they didn't see firsthand, but that everybody was talking about, with regard to what the Hamas soldiers were doing to the innocents. It was have the conversation was kind of chilling.
It's very real. It's not a far away fairy tale. It's real. I was in Israel on one of my trips during the recent the uprising or war or outbreak of violence between Gaza and Israel. I think it was Hamas, and stood on a mountain, a hilltop. Looking at the war, watching the missiles flying up and back, one of my trips took place during a similar situation that Spencer Brown described to you, and I know what it's like to be in the bomb shelter when there's attack, running down the street when the sirens.
He was saying. They go to the bomb shelters in the hotel. He said he went down there 4 times a day while I was there the 3 days he was there.
Yeah, it's a it's not good, I'll tell you that.
We don't know here in our country, and I hope that God bless us, we never do. These things go on all around the world. Another friend of mine went to Korea, a couple of friends of mine went to Korea this week, and they both experienced the same thing. I'm talking about South Korea.
Yeah.
But they are so closely watched. People that come in to do things in Korea are closely watched by government agents. They just want to make sure who you are when you get there. And then you think about all the other tinderboxes around the world. My God, how do you live a normal life with all this tension, all this fraught?
Well, that's one of the problems that Israeli children face, that they're very anxious because they live with this kind of pressure hanging over them at all times.
Yeah.
You don't get used to it. You suffer all kinds of neurosis. As a result of these things.
All right, let's pause for a couple of minutes and collect our thoughts, because there are other things that we ought to talk about here. But it just seems that we're so close to this. And there's, how can you have sympathy? I guess my question as we go into the break, how can you have sympathy for the Hamas people? I'm going to tell you about something I saw with Cuomo on News Nation when we come back here in a few moments, 18 after the hour.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we have Michael Harrison here as usual. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories and the people that have made it this week, and as we both have acknowledged, even my time on the Good Day program has been basically about what's going on in the Middle East. The number two story this week is a focus that a lot of people have stumbled on. And when I say stumble, I'm talking about the explanation, the background, and what went on, how the release, at least in my mind, and a lot of listeners that I am looking at some of the social media commentary, and the essence of us or Biden administration releasing the $6 billion in Iranian assets, and the fact that the Iranians say they haven't gotten it yet, or the Biden people say, oh, no, it hasn't really been freed up yet. And yet the story that goes around, it's always a circuit here. It kind of reminds me of COVID and how COVID was transferred by the Chinese government to it was going to go to Tehran so they could use it in a terrorist attack and got stopped in Italy. That whole thing, that, and where the real problem with COVID began. Well, the same thing is true here. If you follow the logic of who the friends are of Iran, mostly the Taliban and the Afghanistanis, they have, what is it, came out this week, $80 billion worth of U.S. armaments, tanks, you name it, they've got it. We left it there. $80 billion that the American taxpayer paid for. So the circuit, they have money, they have cash, and they used the the Iran assets of $6 billion as sort of a credit, if you will, a guarantee for the money that they sent to Iran that's been used by Hamas to attack Israel. Does that make sense? Am I telling that story? Did you follow? Does it make sense?
Yeah, I follow it, but it makes sense only because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's hard to make sense of something that's nonsensical. Yeah. But, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it goes all the way back to Dwight Eisenhower warning us against the military-industrial complex.
Yep.
A lot of Americans made a lot of money and continue to do so by the existence of war. And what happens is ultimately you don't know where your dollars are going to support or to fight against the enemy.
Well, that's the whole thing with the Ukrainian thing. The Republicans want some answers, and they're not really getting them. And so all of this huzzerai with the House Speaker nomination, which is number three on the story list this week, some of it ties around or is wrapped around aid to Ukraine, which the Ukrainians are begging us to, you know, follow up on, and we're not, because there's no leadership. And I'm not sure it's not a bad thing, really, because a lot of questions are coming up about where this stuff's going. And there aren't answers to those questions. If you want help, you got to be able to answer. You've got your hand out. Okay, what's the answer to our question? Well, we'll let you know. No, it doesn't work. It isn't working. So, does that give the Russians more of a chance? I don't know. This is the 20th, almost 21 months of the Russians being in Ukraine. That's not on the list this week for the first time in a long time. But, you know, this the disruption, if you will, of the world. Where the hell are we going? I guess that's. I want to know where my grandchildren are going to be and what they're
going to
be doing.
Where are we going? Maybe there's that old cliche or that old saying, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Are we really? I hope not.
I don't know. Maybe we're in a Polish handbasket.
Did your father get philosophical? My father was not a great philosopher, but he did say as he was getting older, the world's going to hell and I'm glad I'm not going to be around to see it. You know, that's 40 years later.
That's a very interesting thing you just brought up.
Yeah.
You worry about your the next generation. You worry about children.
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue on with this conversation. Pretty serious strains of thought here this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Yesterday, Israel advised the United Nations people in the northern Gaza Strip need to leave within 24 hours. The news comes as officials expect the Israeli army to launch a ground assault against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. The Israel Defense Forces say it's mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. The United Nations says it's physically impossible to evacuate that many people without devastating humanitarian consequences. 24 Americans are among the dead from the brutal hands of Hamas, with 14 still missing. Should be noted, a former Hamas boss called for a global jihad today. If you see something, say something. The annular eclipse tomorrow will travel from South Oregon to South Texas. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, not that they aren't all important, but this week it feels like it's more important. I asked my, Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, as he usually is, to go through the stories and the people in our discussion about the reality, the impact of some of these stories and things that are going on in the world of talk radio and talk television, news talk radio. I asked my daughter yesterday how Miles, who's my grandson, you have a grandchild, the world as they know it doesn't really include this, and we were both thankful for that. I said, "What do you, does Miles have any questions about what's going on?" And Megan said, "No, he's not. They don't talk about it in school, and they don't seem to be aware of it, which is appropriate for an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old. They ought not to be brought into this because they're children, and yet there are those who say, well, look at what's happening to the children over there. Should children be aware of it?" And I still say no. There's not any reason for children to be aware of the beheadings, of the killings, of the monstrous activity and intent of Hamas. Do you think I'm wrong or right?
Well, I think you're right.
I do think we have to educate our children about what's going on.
At what age?
But young children like that, to scare the hell out of them.
That's what it does. Yeah.
I mean, and make them, you know, as I said earlier on the program, for people just tuning in, the children in Israel, and I'm sure the children in Gaza are terrified. They grow up with all kinds of neurosis,
yeah.
Not just during these type of things, but when they happen. You also brought up something in the last segment about the people of these places. This is the average person is a victim on all sides. You know, you talk about Hamas, they're pretty dastardly bunch of bastards, without question. But the children and the families and the people that are being collateral damage in this is pathetic. And yet, what are you going to do? You know, you have to. This is going to require a rewiring of the human nervous system to get out of the syndrome of the people, the innocent people of the world, whether they're Ukraine or they're Russian young men being called in to fight or any of the wars, innocent people are dying. These are not soldiers. These are not politicians. Do you remember when you were in Israel that every time you went, you must have noticed that the day-to-day people in the marketplace and the streets were people of all nationalities, Palestinians, Israelis, working together?
I bring this up all the time. The old city of Jerusalem has merchants that are Christian, Jews, and Muslims all working together in the same small confined areas. You and I talked, and so did I on a couple of other occasions, with youngsters who were going to school. We had a Palestinian, we had a Muslim, a Christian, and a Jew. They were in a school, they were, I think, like freshmen or sophomores in high school, and they're talking about their friendship, and they don't really understand what all of this is about, frankly. And there is that, the more, those are the stories that don't get told.
No.
Actually are the right stories to be telling, because all this stuff, remember, there's a small, this goes back to Arafat, and when he was running Hamas, and this is, you know, over the past 50 years or so, because the state of Israel has been in existence since 1948, and these people want to blame, they want to just have a way to make money. That's all these people, leaders. Arafat, when he died, left $5 billion to his wife who lived in Paris. How the hell did this guy, who grew up with nothing, how did he get $5 billion? And it's
in the places that these people govern, they don't build hospitals, they don't build roads, they don't build schools. The people live in poverty and they live in desolation. These terrorist groups are not interested in building any kind of infrastructure or culture.
No, it's not to their interest.
And they used to attack the Jews in that region before Israel was even created.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily political. It's just plain hatred. And, you know.
It's like, you know, cutting off the head of a snake. Does it ever resolve itself? And if it doesn't, what does that say about humanity?
Well, that's what the issue is. The issue is, you know, the enemy, we are the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Here's an example. There were a couple of big fights on college campuses this past week. Again, didn't get a lot of focus. There was a big to-do in Florida on a campus. And then there was the whole business in Cambridge, Mass, at Harvard, where there was an eruption. There were three dozen Harvard student groups who were blaming, you know, the protest was against Hamas. And most of the time, they don't even know. Even for college students, they really aren't aware of who Hamas is, how it works. They're just protesting. So there's a lot of blowback because some student groups rented a truck, and they were driving around Harvard Square with signs on the side of the truck, and they had a loud, you know, they had one of those megaphones. They were sharing images of the students at Harvard who were affiliated allegedly with groups that were supportive of Hamas. And if you don't think that in Cambridge, Massachusetts stirred the pot with the Semites on one side, the anti-Semites on the other side, and this truck driving around making all this noise and people wondering what in the world is this about, It was really
it's ugly.
It's ugly. Yeah, it is. And the people in Harvard, they're running there. What do they do about it? They're not on the campus. They didn't do this on the campus. They did it driving around Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, but there's not a lot of examples in a lot of college towns around, not only our country, but around the world, who are going through this. And then I asked myself, who there in an institution like Harvard would ever have, they don't have any intellect? What qualifies them for being a student at Harvard if they don't see the forest for the trees?
Wow. This is one of the major problems of this modern era, is having some type of a reasonable understanding among all people as to what basic truths are. Yeah. You know, as it says in the facts. Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident. If we don't hold certain truths to be self-evident, where we can't decide that whether the color red is red or blue or up or down, then how can we ever have sanity? Mm-hmm. Even if we're all wrong, if we all at least have a basic comprehension of something on the same page, it's less chaotic than just total, absolute, you know, complete and total breakdown in reason. So,
are you talking about the House of Representatives? You're talking about Israel.
I'm talking about everything. I'm talking. Answering your question of how do people get into Harvard if they're so damn stupid?
Yeah.
You know, how do people get into the House of Representatives if they're so damn stupid?
Right, exactly. Now, here we go. It's number three this week on the story list at Talkers. You can get these, by the way. The lists are always published at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com. Here's Steve Scalise, who drops out of the race. Kevin McCarthy is not there, but maybe he should be. You got Jim Jordan, who took the pipe because he apparently let some things happen when he was a coach that are now just coming out. I don't know why they didn't come out when he was running, but that kept him from getting enough votes. So here we go, around and around in the complete discourse, or discord, you know, just another. And the hatred, listen to these people talk about each other. Talk about, never mind Israel and Hamas, these Republicans and Democrats, the basic disdain they have for one another. How do we ever find civility with that being that's the standard here now in our country?
Well, now the Republicans have disdain for each other.
Yeah, right.
The problem is the House, Democrats and Republicans. The problem of the House is Republicans and Republicans.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy.
You know?
Have we gone too far? Yes, I mean, look at all the unrest.
We've gone crazy.
The strikes, you mentioned number 10 this week is the UAW strike. Look at the actors' strike. That's continuing. They had a big blow up and they swore at each other and they left. And they haven't set another meeting with each other. There's that. Mm-hmm.
Let's step back now and look at the big picture. This garbage has always been going on in the human condition. This is, you were talking about, you know, are things getting better? You mentioned your father said that. He's happy he's checking out before he's checking all this stuff out.
Right, yeah.
And what kind of a world are we leaving to our children? And you hear people say, I don't want to bring any children into this world. And, you know, all of that makes sense. All of it is understandable. But all of this is the way it's always been. Mm-hmm. Look at the world as the build-up to World War II happened and Hitler and that Nazi machine marching across
the Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire, Genghis
the British
Khan,
Empire. Yeah.
You know, the kind of, you know, we talk about the Holocaust, which is a terrible thing, but, you know, there have been genocides of many, many different sizes
groups.
And styles and groups all the way back to the beginning of time. We kill each other.
We, the Japanese that were interred in California before or during World War II, look at the way the Chinese were treated when they came over here to work on the railroads. They could find, again, slavery in general.
Joseph Stalin killed 40 million of his own countrymen.
Yeah.
What kind of minds, what type of souls can live with themselves being responsible for the death of so many people?
Yeah.
By making their decisions, do they think they're God? Do they believe their missions on this planet are higher than, you know, what makes sense?
If we get to I'm chuckling about this. Trump is on the people list at number five this weekend. So he takes off on Netanyahu.
Yeah, he's personal.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, he's got a personal beef with Netanyahu. That's more important to Trump. Trump's personal relationships with people supersede whatever responsibility as a world leader or a thought leader he has for the bigger picture. He judges everything by how people treat him.
Yeah, I would like to have more attention, please, on the baseball playoffs. Is there a way we can get to that?
Are
the Red Sox aren't in it this year, so it just doesn't make any difference.
The Red Sox are not in it. The Yankees are not in it. The Mets are not in it.
Who are these teams?
The Braves have lost. I mean, you know, who's in it? I don't mean that, folks, you know, because I know we're listened to. Well, you know, it's very dangerous in national radio to express preferences.
That's very true. Well, then we have the good news. Somebody in California is a lot richer because he won the Powerball, $1.7 billion. So he's had a good week, whoever that person is.
Don't you love the stories how people's lives go turn to, you know, to you know what by
winning
lotteries? I wish I had that problem.
Yeah, I know. Don't we all? Yep. All right. We'll continue along this line with conversation. Stephen J. Wiseman. Stephen J. J. Wiseman is up next here on the Talk Radio. By the way, there is a Michael Harrison interview. I don't want to give that soft shrift because the guy you've interviewed, even though a lot of people won't know who he is, very interesting human being.
Right. MHinterview.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
In the face of all of this stuff going on, there still is a way to have a good time. For a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG. Does that sound silly or simplistic? You know, we all need to get our head someplace where it's better off than it might be most of the time. So why not spend a couple of free nights in Las Vegas? A lot of people have a great time thanks to 541 Travels. Is it the best thing for everybody? I don't know. You got to check it out. You won't know until you actually check it out. So check it out. 800-419-3684 for those free nights in Las Vegas. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen. It is now 10 minutes before the hour here on the Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams
when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'll give, there we go, into movie moments with Chuck Curry. What is this, the theme? We have a theme when we start each one of our get-togethers. I haven't the slightest idea what this is, Chucker.
I'm trying to figure that out myself. I wanted to play the Friday 13th theme from 1980. I don't know if that's a new variation.
Right.
But anyway, it's Friday 13th.
This is Friday the 13th, yeah.
Friday the 13th. Well, how come nobody recognizes it? Maybe it's Friday the 14th, it's whatever. Right, well, it is Friday the 13th.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting close to Halloween. All these hacker slasher movies come out. What a waste of everybody's time, but you love them. And so
I know. Well, listen, I get in the mood for them. I'll tell you a story that broke yesterday. You give me your insight here, okay? There was a bidding war on the rights to the Halloween franchise, even though definitively in the last installment, Halloween Ends, which was very polarizing, Michael Myers was definitively ended in that movie. Having said that, there's a bidding war because the rights went up for grabs. Miramax, which is a division of Paramount, obtained the rights to do a Halloween franchise, whatever they want to do with the property. They could do Michael Myers on Michael Myers. They could do it, and they said it's cinematic, which they will do streaming TV series that will probably air on Paramount Plus. They also have the rights or co-rights to theatrical movies, but it seems they're fixated on doing this property for streaming. I don't get it. I think the theme music, Carpenter's music from said the 70s, is a reason this franchise has resonated for younger people in the horror genre. I mean, I like it, but these movies are not high art. The original was terrific. Some of the sequels are good, but when I say good, I mean, you know, watchable. But this franchise has been very popular since 1978, Doug.
Right. All right, let's talk a little about the strike and how it's affecting what's going on in Hollywood because the talks have gotten bitter. They angrily yelled and screamed at each other and then swore at each other and then they left. So there's no hope
why
at the moment.
Why would the studios be fixated on AI, the likeness of actors? Why? Well, I don't get it.
Well, why the actors, they don't want people using their likeness without being paid for it.
No, I understand that. But the studios seem to want total control of their likeness, and they want to use AI going forward, and they don't want to budge off that. I don't find that pretty...
What are they going to do? They're going to have these people are going to stick to their guns, hopefully.
Yeah.
And all of these people that run these studios will get fired for screwing things up. Look at the money that they've lost on television.
And here's the problem. Even the movies that are coming out in the pipeline, the actors can't promote, meaning the box office is going to be weak. An example, The Marvels, right, which is basically a sequel to Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Brie Larson. The original film 2 years ago, Captain Marvel, did fantastic. Did over $1 billion worldwide. It did $153 million opening here domestically. The tracking on the sequel, which comes out November 10th, is tracking at a little over $50 million, which shows you that the superhero movie has lost its luster. But if these actors who are in the movie can't go out and promote it, it's not going to have a chance to recover. And ultimately, in 8 months to 8 to 12 months, there's not going to be a lot of product in the pipeline for theaters to play. So we're going to be back in that COVID period. They're really destroying themselves by doing this.
And self-destruction. The greed that's here. The obvious lack of caring for the people who are responsible in large part for the success that these people enjoy. It's just disgusting, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I thought I saw this thing about Bob Odenkirk, who seemed to have come out of nowhere with this Let's Call Saul and stuff, and then he's done some movies, and he seems to be a very interesting guy.
He is, no doubt. His
daughter.
Nobody I like a lot.
That was a good movie, actually. It was, yeah. His daughter has come out with a story about his heart attack.
Yeah.
The fact that that Odenkirk didn't even really know that he had a heart attack, which I think is, you know, it's very interesting. He kept going, and he said, oh, I don't know, what, heart
attack?
Well,
listen, he had that on set, and if it wasn't for, help
action
for him, he would have passed. I mean,
it's literally
heart stopped.
Yeah, right. And then there's the story of Bruce Willis, who is no longer verbal. His dementia is really
horrible.
In high gear, if you will. Wow, what a shame. 69
years
old.
It is a shame. It's hard to believe. I mean, the star
is
Die Hard. It's not an old man either. Horrible.
All right, Taylor Swift will be the story of this weekend, right?
Yeah, he will. Yeah, 100% positive that concert film on Rotten Tomatoes. Everybody loves it.
Yep.
Travis had a great game last night. Their life is good, Doug.
See
you Monday.
All right, have a great weekend. 59 after now on Good Day.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.